So we've been discussing the mitzvah of shofar. So there's a discussion among the mefarshim, the commentators, what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of shofar. There's obviously two elements to the shofar. There's the actual blowing of the shofar and the actual hearing of the shofar. And obviously, in order to hear it, you have to blow it. But in terms of the halachic definition of the mitzvah, what is considered the main aspect of the mitzvah? Is the main part the blowing of it, or is the main part the hearing? You have to do both, but which is the ikur, which is the main one? In other words, is blowing a shofar like buying a lulav and esrog? It's not really part of the mitzvah, except the only way I could do it is if I have one. Or do I say, no, that's part of the mitzvah, is blowing the shofar, that's part of the description of the mitzvah. So we'll bring proofs in both areas, since it's a discussion among the commentators which one it is. So there's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, Hatokea L'toch Habor. You blow the shofar into a pit. So the Mishnah says, Im kol shofar shama yotza. If you hear the voice of the shofar, you're fine. Im kol havara shama lo yotza. So if you blow a shofar into the pit and you just hear the havara, like the echo, this is one of the sources for a discussion on microphones in terms of whether you hear something from a microphone or not. But the Mishnah says, if you only hear the echo, you're not yotze. So what would that be a proof from this Gemara? That the ikker, the main part of the mitzvah, is the blowing, or the main part is the hearing? So correct. So obviously, if the mitzvah is blowing, who cares if I'm blowing it into a pit, I'm blowing it into a box, I'm blowing it in jaw. I'm blowing, obviously, hearing I'm doing differently. And therefore, that's how some being approved the mitzvah is the hearing. Another Gemara, or I should say Alaminag. Alaminag is, and we only have one person blowing the shofar. So some want to say, if the mitzvah was the blowing of the shofar, each person would have to blow their own shofar. And the fact that the minag is, we only have one person blowing for everyone, that's also another indicator that the mitzvah is the hearing and not the blowing. You know, one could argue that maybe Shomei Ka'ona, by everyone listening, they're blowing, but then that's a separate discussion. But those are the two proofs for hearing. On the other side of the coin, two proofs for the mitzvah blowing. The Mishnah, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Ches Amabez, 28b, Nischavin Shomea, Velo Nischavin Mashmia, Mashmia Velo Nischavin Shomea, The Gemara says, and the Rambam passes this way, to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, both the one blowing the shofar and the one hearing have to have kavana. So the question is, if the mitzvah is hearing, if you have kavana, I don't hear any better, like I don't even know what your kavana is. So if the mitzvah is the hearing, what's the difference if you have kavana? It must be the mitzvah is the kiyah, because then the Baal Tokeya is doing the mitzvah, so he needs kavana. That's how some want to point out. Of course, we're going to say that in order to, the mitzvah is going to be hearing from a bar chiyuva, hearing from someone who has obligated to blow, and we need some type of siruf, we need some type of connection, but we'll get into. And the second Gemara is, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, Gosha Eino Mechuya Bedavar Eino Motzei Es Harabim Yidei Chavoson. That the Mishnah says, whoever's not obligated in shofar can't do the mitzvah of someone else. So in other words, a monkey can't blow shofar for us this year. If you train a monkey, he does a great job. But we see, if the mitzvah is a shmia, why can't it be from someone who is Eino Mechuya Bedavar? I don't hear it. If the monkey and the adult blow shofar the same way, I'm not hearing it any different. It must mean it's not just the hearing, but it, but the mitzvah of blowing also plays a role. So either way, the point being is you have different gemaras in both directions, hence a dispute among the mefarshim on whether the mitzvah is the shmiya, the hearing, or the mitzvah is the tekiah, the blowing. But the bottom line is, my nafkamina, what is the practical difference? Bottom line is, I'm going to come to Shua Rosh Hashanah, whichever minyan you end up at, there's going to be someone blowing the shofar, and there'll be people hearing it. So what's the practical difference? Either way, nothing's going to change. Someone's got to blow the shofar for me to hear it. So what's the difference if I say the mitzvah's the hearing or the mitzvah's the blowing?
It can't be as shallow as simply blowing on the one hand and merely hearing on the other. The call of the shofar is deeper, much deeper.
Absolutely. So, like we discussed yesterday, the zichron trua.
Hearing isn't listening, as an example. In other words, it has to get in deeper. The kavana that you're talking about has to be in both places.
Yeah, no, that's
so the person who blows and says, well, I fulfilled mine, I blew, that's it, you know, but I don't feel anything and it doesn't mean anything to me, hasn't fulfilled anything. I'm not saying that doesn't mean that listening can't fulfill, but it's just so much deeper than that.
All right,
because you have to have in mind everything that Rosh Hashanah
exactly, that's how,
right?
That's how we paskin, right? So, no, they're just... We're just focusing on the extreme just to get some nafkamina. But you're right, of course, you need both. So one very big practical difference is, what bracha do you make on the mitzvah of shofar? If the mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar, you make lishmoa kol shofar. If the mitzvah is the tekiah, you make litkoa or al tekiah shofar. So this is actually a machlokes, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Shofar, Mitzvos Asei Shel Torah L'Shmoa Truas HaShofar. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. And he writes, Mevarach L'Shmoa Kol Shofar. So the Rambam clearly is in the hearing camp, and he says you make the bracha L'Shmoa. And the Rush, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, writes, Yesh levarach al tekiah shofar. You make the bracha of tekiah shofar. That's one practical difference is, what is the nusach ha-bracha? Is the text of the bracha the shmoa, the shmiya, or is it tekiah? That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is, what is within the bracha, the second or continuation of the first difference is, there's a, besides the text of the bracha, lishmoa or tekiah, there seems to be another difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam uses the prefix lo, lishmoa, and Rabbeinu Tam uses the prefix al. What forces the Rambam to use lo? And why does Rabbeinu Tam need al? So that's based on another principle in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, he gives us the principles. When do we make a prefix la? And when do we do a prefix al? It's based on the Gemara Masechet and Daf Zayin. It says, Kol osa mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah, im asa osa la'atzmo, if you're basically doing the mitzvah for yourself, mevarach la'asos. If you're doing the mitzvah yourself, you'd make the bracha with a lamed. Asei osa la'acherim. If you're doing the mitzvahs for others, mevarach al. So, based on this, as we see, the Rambam is consistent with his view, and Rabbeinu Tam is consistent with his view. The Rambam writes, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is shmiyah, is hearing. If the mitzvah is hearing, no one's hearing for me, each person is hearing for him or herself. Therefore, you make the bracha lishmo with a lamed. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is the blowing, so if the mitzvah is the blowing, only one person is blowing the shofar, he's doing the mitzvah not only for himself, but for other people. Hence the prefix of al. So it's not just a fundamental issue in terms of whether the mitzvah is hearing or blowing, but also it affects the prefix al Allah. And by the way, the Rambam gives us two other kolam when you do al or when you do la. The Rambam writes, as we said, if you're doing it for yourself, it's la, for others, al. The second difference is, if it's a chova versus a rishus. If you're doing a mandatory mitzvah, it's la. If it's an optional mitzvah, it's al, like al hashchita. You don't have to do shchita if you want to eat kosher meat. If you want to eat meat, you got to do shchita. If you don't want to eat meat, you don't have to do shchita. And the third one is, if you do la, so that's when you make the bracha over lasiyosim before you do the mitzvah. Al is after the mitzvah. So either way, it's the Rambam Mushitason. The Rambam who holds the mitzvah is la, says the mitzvah, you have to use, the Rambam says the mitzvah shmiya needs the prefix of la, because everyone's doing it by themselves, so therefore, hence the prefix la. And Rabbeinu Tam holds one person's doing it for everyone, has the prefix al. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, if the mitzvah is the hearing or the blowing, is im shofar sarach kavana. Does the mitzvah of shofar require a kavana? As we know, as we've discussed in the past, there's a discussion in the Gemara whether mitzvah srichas kavana, whether mitzvahs require intent. And of course, the issue is, before you do the mitzvah, everyone agrees you need kavana. The question is after. If I did the mitzvah without kavana, do I have to repeat it? So that seems to be a steer in the Rambam, an apparent contradiction. The Rambam, when it came to shofar, said everyone needs kavana, the one blowing the shofar and the one listening. And the Rambam by matzah, when a person, we said, put a gun to your head and says, eat the matzah or I'll kill you, so it's good. So we see mitzvahs don't need kavana. So yesterday we focused on, really the Rambam passed that mitzvahs don't require kavana. And shofar is different because it's part of the mitzvah of tefillah. And tefillah without kavana isn't a tefillah. However, today we'll give a different answer. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara over there talks about having kavana, you're holding a cup, and you think it's one thing, and you end up, before you drink it, thinking it's something else, or in the middle of the bracha, you realize that the Gemara discusses whether you could switch brachas in the middle, if you had kavana on one, kavana on the other. So that's a whole discussion whether mitzvah speaks kavana. But Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemara points out a very important principle. He says, when do we say mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? When is the opinion that mitzvahs don't require kavana? Davka bedavar sheyesh bo maisa. That's when we're talking about a mitzvah that has an act. Eating the matzah has an act. Shaking the dalar minim. In other words, we know we have the saying, actions speak louder than words. You could talk about it all you want. When I see you doing it, I'll know you're serious. So why else am I shaking the lulav? Either there's a couple of choices. Either I'm crazy, or it must be circus today and I have a mitzvah to shake dalar minim. Why am I blowing this ram's horn? Or, shofar is different. But why am I eating matzah? How come I'm not eating fresh bread? So the actions speak louder than words. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, a mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa, then we pass to mitzvahs don't require intent. In other words, you don't have to be consciously thinking. It's obvious. If somebody asked you what you were doing, you'd tell them. However, ba'ala mitzvah toli ba'mira lo. But a mitzvah is dependent on talking on or something passive. So then in order to show a connection, you have to have kavana. So the Magen Mishnah writes, Perak Beis Halacha Dalid, Lulai Shusover, the Rambam holds, Shekevin She'ein Adam Osem Maisa Petkiya Shof Elo Hashmiya. Since the Rambam paskins, the mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar, not the blowing of the shofar, even for the one blowing the shofar, the main mitzvah is the shmiya. Tell that to Bruce. Therefore, okein sara kavana masha'ein kein. So therefore, that's what the Magen Mishnah explains in the Rambam. That by other mitzvahs, by matzah, it's the maisa mitzvahs, there's an act, so mitzvahs ain't srikas kavana. But shofar is passive. By merely listening to the shofar, even the one who's blowing the shofar, the main mitzvah is hearing it, and therefore, on a mitzvah that doesn't involve an action, you're more passive. Or dibur, then when the Rambam paskins, mitzvahs srikas kavana. So that's the second afkamina on whether one is the text of the bracha, lishmo or al, lishmo or tekiya, and then what an al, and then the other nafkamina is whether you need kavanah. And the third one is, we know there's a concept in the Gemara, in Sukkah, and other places about mitzvah haba ba'aveira. You do a mitzvah through the means of aveira. You steal the dalet minim. You steal a lulav, a rava, sadasim, and an esrog. Let's say one doesn't have one, they steal one, and they use it for their mitzvah. Do they get a mitzvah or not? So the Gemara says, not only don't they get a mitzvah, besides being a meaningless activity, they're also violating the biblical prohibition of stealing. So you might as well not go for it. So that's the principle of mitzvah bab avera. So let's say you show up Rosh Hashanah in shul, the only shofar you have is a stolen shofar. Should you go ahead and go for it? You don't have a shofar that belongs to anyone. The only one person says, I have a shofar, but I stole it from someone. So could you use that shofar? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shofar, Shofar HaGazol, talk about Yotza. He says, one fulfills the mitzvah even with the stolen shofar. Why? She'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmias ha-kol. He's not recommending it, by the way, but he says, if you're stuck and you only have a stolen shofar, you can fulfill your mitzvah because the mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar, not the blowing of the shofar, and the ein b'kol din gezel. Hearing is an intangible. You can't steal sound. And therefore, the Rambam writes, if you use a shofar hagazel, since the mitzvah is the shmiah, one can fulfill the mitzvah. Rabbi Tam Yerushalmi disagrees and says you apply mitzvah haba b'aveira. Because if the mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar, that's something tangible, that's an act. And therefore, you would apply the principle of mitzvah haba b'aveira. So it comes out to three, there are more, but we'll stop here. There are going to be three fundamental differences so far. We discussed whether the mitzvah of the ikar, of course you need both, because they have gemaras in both directions. Is the ikar the tekiah or the shmiah? So the Rambam says the shmiah, Rabbi Notam says the tekiah. And a couple of differences is what is whether you make the bracha on the hearing or blowing, and then whether you make an alala, and then whether the shofar needs kavana, and then whether you say shofar hagazel by shofar. What happened?
But don't need to be wrapped until we
cover. Yeah, but you can put it on.
Well, I don't know.
There's no problem. That's because most people come late, don't have time to. 7:30.